听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day to join us. Well, as I said yesterday, cell phones seem to be in the news a lot. One reason for this, of course, is that they are constantly changing. New technologies have enabled us to use a cell phone to surf the internet, take pictures, read books, oh yes, and make phone calls. Despite all they can do, our author asks the question, can cell phones do everything we need them to? We'll look at that question more closely after we glance at four keywords you need to know. The first is retrieve, as in our dog will retrieve a tennis ball when we throw it, but sometimes she won't give it back. The second word is capability, as in this test is beyond the capability of a 7-year-old. We have to make it easier. Next is the acronym PDA, which stands for Personal Digital Assistant. Our example sentence reads, I don't use my PDA anymore because I have one built into my cell phone. And finally, the noun turf. Our football team successfully defended our home turf by winning the championship. Okay, let's jump into the reading now. It starts at the top of the left-hand column on page 25.
Smartphones. Can cell phones fulfill all your technology needs? What would you call a device that retrieves email, surfs the web, plays games, and edits office documents? It must be a laptop or desktop computer, right? Wrong. Nowadays, cell phones fit that description as well. Phone manufacturers are constantly packing more power into their products. And with every leap forward, the cell phone seems to absorb the capabilities of another device. PDAs, music players, and digital cameras have all had to make room for the do-it-all smartphone. Now, the latest phones are invading the turf of the personal computer. Travelers armed with cutting-edge phones can accomplish basic computing tasks without dragging along their laptops.
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
And I'm Rachel. We're glad you joined us for our lesson today on smartphones. And the question our author is asking us is, can a cell phone fulfill all of your technology needs? Now, most of us, probably all of us, use technology in some way, and maybe we feel like we need more and more, and cell phones can fulfill a lot of those needs.
So our article starts off with a question. Our author asks, what would you call a device or an electronic tool that retrieves email, surfs the web, plays games, and edits office documents? Now, that word retrieves is one of our vocabulary words. Rachel, can you tell us what the word retrieves means?
Sure. If you retrieve something, you get it, or you can rescue it or save it. We use in different ways, but here we're talking about retrieving an email. And that means you just want to get that email back or be able to read it. So we're asking the question, if we have a device or a tool that can do all of these things, what would we call it? If it could edit documents, surf the web, and play games, It must be a laptop, right?
It sounds to me like it would be some kind of computer, either a laptop or a notebook computer or maybe a desktop computer at your office. But actually, that's wrong. Nowadays, these days, cell phones fit that description as well. We have cell phones that can do all of those pretty advanced functions.
That's amazing. Well, currently I don't have a cell phone that can do all of those things, but those cell phones are out there. They are available. And as we see in our text, phone manufacturers are constantly packing more power into their products. Do you see a lot of P's in that sentence? Packing more power into their products. And that phrase, packing power into something, is an idiom. So it means they're just putting more things into these small devices. They're making them more and more powerful.
Okay, and with every leap forward, and that's not just every small step forward, but actually a jump forward, the cell phone seems to absorb or drink in more the capabilities of another device. And that word capabilities is one of our marked words. A capability is almost the same thing as an ability. It's something that the cell phone is capable of doing, or it's a function that the cell phone is able to do. So now cell phones are able to do more and more capabilities.
That's right. They have more and more capabilities. So PDAs, music players, and digital cameras have all had to make room for the do-it-all smartphone. That's another idiom. If you make room for something, you kind of step out of the way and say, all right, cell phone, come on in, or smartphone, it's your turn now to be the latest technology. Now, Chip, this is pretty amazing. I mean, for a while, digital cameras and PDAs, those were the big popular things. But now it seems like a lot of people are using their cell phones as cameras and to keep track of things.
That's true. And that word PDA that you're using is one of our vocabulary words. It's a personal digital assistant. So you have things in a PDA, for example, like a calendar and a calculator and ways of organizing your schedule and doing many of the functions that a desktop computer would be able to do for you. But here, we're seeing that all in a cell phone.
Right. So the smartphone is coming in and it's taking over. We see in our text, now the latest phones are invading the turf of the personal computer. In other words, sometimes the personal computer gets pushed to the side because people realize that they can do everything on their cell phone that they could originally do only on their computer. Let's look at that word turf for a minute. What does it mean in this context?
Well, usually turf means the grass or the ground, but that meaning can be enlarged to mean your personal space. So if someone is invading your turf, that means they're invading something, some kind of space or maybe influence that you think belongs to you, and you'd rather them stay out of your turf.
Exactly. I see a little competition here, don't you?
Right.
Between the personal computer and the smartphone or the cell phones that can do all of these amazing things. And we also see that travelers armed with cutting-edge phones can accomplish basic computing tasks without dragging along their laptop. So this is a very important point. You can do many things, basic things, without having to carry around a big, heavy, bulky laptop. Well, right now we need to take a break. First, we're going to visit the chat room. When we come back, we'll continue talking about smartphones.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken, and I have Brandon here with me today.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Ken. It's great to be back here. So, Ken, what do you want to talk about today?
Well, Brandon, I saw the phrase leap forward in our article today, but I don't really understand what this means.
This simply means to go forward or to jump forward. In our article, it's actually used with the idea of taking a step forward or making progress.
I see. Can we use the word leap in other ways?
Yes, Ken. There are some idioms that we can talk about. One idiom is by leaps and bounds. This means something happens very quickly. For example, If a company is very successful and it grows very quickly, then we might say that the company has grown by leaps and bounds.
That's a very useful idiom. 我们今天可以来学一些跟 leap 相关的片语。Leap forward 是往前跳，在课文中表示新的进步。另外还有 by leaps and bounds。Leap 和 bound 当名词时都有跳跃的意思，因此组合成副词片语 by leaps and bounds 就有突飞猛进，非常迅速的意思。比如说 ,the production is increasing by leaps and bounds, 生产正在迅速的增长。So, are there other useful idioms that contain the word leap?
Yes, there are, Ken. The phrase leap of faith is an idiom that means you believe something is true, even though it cannot be proven to be true. So, if I open a new business, I may be taking a leap of faith,because I don't know whether or not the new business is going to be successful. But I believe that it will be based on the research that I've done.
A leap of faith, 字面上是凭着信心的一跳。这个片语可以用来形容凭着信心做的任何一件事。比如说一个人如果想要创业，他不确定会不会成功，他可以 take a leap of faith, 就决定这么做。
And here's one more leap phrase,Leap in the dark. This phrase means that you do something, but you don't know what the results will be.
So in this case, a person who takes a leap in the dark is someone who does something without having any idea of what will happen.
That's right, Ken. For example, imagine that I'm a scientist and I'm testing brand new medicine for cancer patients, and I have no idea what the results will be. In this case,I would be taking a leap in the dark because I've never used the medicine before and I don't know what the results will be.
Leap in the dark, 字面上是在黑暗中跳跃。我们可以想象在黑暗中跳跃是很危险的举动。因此呢 a leap in the dark 就是指冒险的行动。
Right now, it's time for a break. Stay tuned. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Welcome back, friends. We're talking about cell phones, and today's cell phones seem to be able to do it all, don't they? They're like a laptop computer, a camera, an MP3 player, a GPS, and a phone all rolled into one. Why would anyone not want one of these things? Our last keyword of the day is the adjective invaluable, as in the job didn't pay much, but it provided invaluable experience. Okay, let's find out if smartphones can really fulfill all your technological needs. This portion of the lesson begins on the same page, but now we're beginning on line 3 in the right-hand column. Please join us now as we read.
Smartphones. Some phones run PowerPoint shows, while others...have an online store where users can download additional software. Of course, their small size means that cell phones can't always replace a full-size computer. Sometimes you need a real keyboard and screen, or the power to do more advanced computing. It's also nice to have a computer for storing all of your invaluable data. Still,The gap between the cell phone and the personal computer grows smaller every year. This brings us to an interesting question. Do you think you'll ever use your cell phone as your sole computer?
Welcome back. We're talking about cutting-edge smartphones right now, and our article refers to these phones as cutting-edge, which meansUsually, if something is cutting-edge, if it's cutting-edge technology, that means it's technology that's very new and very advanced, the most advanced, actually, and the newest. Or you might also refer to cutting-edge fashion, which means it's the newest ideas in the world of fashion and style.
So this is a great phrase to use, or great description of these phones. Now, let's learn a little bit more about what some of these phones can do. Some of them can run PowerPoint shows, while others have an online store where users can download additional software. Most of us are familiar now with PowerPoint presentations, and it just means there's a lot of different kinds of things that you can create on these phones that you might want to even share with others. And a big part of these phones, a big bonus, is their small size.
That's true. Their small size is definitely a benefit. But, of course, because of their small size, that probably means that cell phones can't always replace a full-size desktop or laptop computer. I mean, you're probably always going to be able to do some things on a computer that you're not going to be able to do on a cell phone.
That's a good point, Chip. So it's kind of a good thing and a bad thing. Sometimes the size limits it, because sometimes you need a real keyboard, a regular keyboard that you would use on a normal desktop computer, and a screen, or the power to do more advanced computing. So the cell phones are still a little bit limited in that area. And sometimes it's just nice to be able to use a computer.
That's true. That's true. And a computer has a lot more storage space, which makes it nice to store what our author calls invaluable data. Now, that word invaluable is a pretty important word. There's a big difference between unvaluable and invaluable. If something is unvaluable, that means it has no value. It's not worth anything. But if it's invaluable, invaluable, then that means it has a lot of value, actually. And it is so valuable that you probably could not put a price on it.
Exactly. Sometimes we call it priceless. So if it's invaluable data, it means it's very, very important to you. And sometimes you want to store that on your computer. Well, let's look at our final paragraph. We read, still, the gap between the cell phone and the personal computer grows smaller every year. So there's kind of less and less of a gap. These two devices are becoming closer and closer together. They're becoming more and more similar, which, Chip, brings us to an interesting question.
It certainly does, and I think it's one I'd like to hear your answer. Do you think that you'll ever use your cell phone as your personal computer?
That is a good question. Let's go to Liz right now and look further at this sentence structure.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Grammar on the Go. My name is Liz, and I'm here in central Vietnam in the city of Hue. A friend has agreed to meet me, but unfortunately, she just called to tell me she's going to be late. So while I'm waiting for her, let's look at today's grammar tip sentence. This brings us to an interesting question. The writer has used this sentence as a way to end his article on smartphones. After talking about the different kinds of computer-like features that people can find nowadays on their cell phones, the writer presents a question to his readers. Do you think you'll ever use your cell phone as your sole computer? This then further draws the readers closer and invites them to respond to the writing. So today's grammar tip is going to be a writing tip. When you're doing creative writing and you are presenting a certain viewpoint that can affect your readers, consider using a question as your conclusion. If you're writing about an environmental issue, maybe you can invite your audience to take action in support of what you're saying. If you're describing the latest fashion trends, you can ask your readers whether they're interested in trying certain things out. There are many ways to write a conclusion. The key is to make a lasting impression, and ending with a question is a great way to do this. That's it for today. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go signing off. Now, I'm going to go call my friend again and see where she is. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. But I'm still wanting an answer to this question. Do you think that your cell phone will someday become your only or your sole computer?
Wow, Chip, I hope not, because I think cell phones are great, but I like to be able to leave my computer at home and not have to worry about so many things to do and working and all these other things. So, no, I don't think in my case my cell phone, my computer will ever be replaced with my cell phone.
And unless my cell phone has a big screen, I don't think it will replace a regular computer for me either. I like the big screen. Thanks for joining us today. Before we leave, we're going to watch a skit and see what's happening there.
Woo-wee! Hugging with my computer is so tiring!
What? Why did you drag along this computer?
To fulfill my technical needs. Didn't you bring a computer?
Of course not.
Then how are you going to check your email?
I'll use my cell phone. This device packs a lot of power.
You mean it's more than a phone?
Oh, yes. With every leap forward, the cell phone absorbs capabilities of other devices.
Such as?
PDAs, music players, digital cameras. Oh, geez.
Yes, that's nice, but...
The phone can accomplish basic computing tasks and even run PowerPoint.
Oh, that is cutting edge.
Yes, it's a do-it-all smartphone, and it's invading your computer's turf.
I'm not worried. Look, my full-size computer has a real keyboard and a big screen. It can do advanced computing. Yes, and it stores all my invaluable data. It's all right here.
Okay. Your computer is more powerful than my cell phone.
That's right.
But where are you going to plug it in?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Hello? Yeah.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点是 retrieve 这个动词。RE 这个字首有回来的意思，所以 retrieve 是指取回、收回或者是截取。例如 ,you need to enter your code to retrieve classified files from the computer system. 如果要从电脑系统汲取保密的档案就必须要输入你的密码。或者是 the dog retrieved the stick that his owner threw. 这只狗把主人丢出去的棍子捡回来了。继续我们看的是 capability 这个名词。它的形容词是 capable。capable 是指可以的、有能力的。所以名词 capability 是指能力、才华或功能。例如 this homework is way beyond the capability of such young kids. 这项功课对这么小的小孩来说是超乎他们能力太多了。或者是 he doesn't have the capability to be a manager now. 他目前还没有做经理的能力。最后我们看的是 turf 这个名词。turf 在这里是指地盘或者是势力范围，是当不可数名词。例如 Vivian considers the kitchen her personal turf. Vivian 认为厨房是他个人的势力范围。或者是 the gang members are fighting to protect their turf. 这些帮派分子为了保护自己的地盘在打斗。Turf 也可以指草皮，例如 Daddy was busy cutting the turf all day Saturday. 爸爸整个星期六都忙着修剪草皮。And time really flies. We have to say goodbye now. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Smartphones. Can cell phones fulfill all your technology needs?What would you call a device that retrieves email, surfs the web, plays games, and edits office documents? It must be a laptop or desktop computer, right? Wrong. Nowadays, cell phones fit that description as well. Phone manufacturers are constantly packing more power into their products. And with every leap forward,The cell phone seems to absorb the capabilities of another device. PDAs, music players, and digital cameras have all had to make room for the do-it-all smartphone. Now, the latest phones are invading the turf of the personal computer. Travelers armed with cutting-edge phones can accomplish basic computing tasks without dragging along their laptops. Some phones run PowerPoint shows,while others have an online store where users can download additional software. Of course, their small size means that cell phones can't always replace a full-size computer. Sometimes you need a real keyboard and screen, or the power to do more advanced computing. It's also nice to have a computer for storing all of your invaluable data. Still, the gap between the cell phone and the personal computer grows smaller every year. This brings us to an interesting question. Do you think you'll ever use your cell phone as your sole computer?
Do you think you'll ever use your cell phone as your main computer? That's a good question. I do know that people are doing it already when they travel. Yes, they're leaving their laptop computers at home and taking their smaller, more compact cell phones instead. Hey, if it has everything they need, why not, right? Friends, I'm afraid we're out of time. Tomorrow brings us a special feature on camping. But not just any kind of camping. We'll be talking about camping in style. Please join us for that. And until that time, we at Studio Classroom Worldwide hope that you have a great day. Bye-bye, everyone.